From the life of President Heber J. Grant, speaking in church. When Heber J. Grant was nearly 24, he was called as a stake president. He had never spoken to a large group before. So when he gave his first talk, it was only 7 minutes long. The next two Sundays, Heber traveled to different wards. Again, he ran out of ideas after speaking for 6 or 7 minutes. So the Sunday after that, he brought two speakers with him. "Bishop Sharp, it looks like no one is coming to the meeting. Where is everyone? It's almost time to start." "I've encouraged the members to be in their seats on time, President Grant. We're the last ones to arrive. You'll see." Inside the log meeting house, every seat was full. Heber thought he would speak for a few minutes as usual. Instead, he spoke easily for nearly an hour. He felt the Spirit guiding him. That night, Heber prayed with gratitude. "I thank thee, Heavenly Father, for blessing me with the Spirit as I spoke today." The following Sunday, he expected to speak just as well, and he did little to prepare. How embarrassed he was when no words came to his mouth. He spoke for only 5 minutes. He tearfully left the meeting and went into a field to pray. After that, he always remembered to rely on the Spirit whenever he taught. "Forgive me for not praying or preparing. I know that I can preach only if I first seek thy Spirit." Adapted from Preston Nibley, The Presidents of the Church, 1974, pages 224 through 227. End of From the Life of President Heber J. Grant, Speaking in Church.